This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's say you're a hacker, one of the bad guys, and ransomware is your specialty. This might seem an opportune moment, should you be in the hacking business, for you to hit a whole industry that is otherwise distracted by a global pandemic. And in fact, hospitals in Colorado, Germany, and the Czech Republic have all been hit by ransomware attacks. And everybody from the U.S. and British governments to Interpol is saying there are going to be more. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that story.
Say you run a hospital. Hackers break into your network and they steal your patient records. You know, who has COVID-19 and how you're trying to keep them alive. The bad guys say they'll give your data back if you pay. What do you do?
These cyber criminals are very financially motivated.
Charity Wright watches cyber threats at the security firm Insights. She says many hospitals are overwhelmed in the pandemic, so ransomware attackers have leverage.
They don't follow the same moral codes and values that some of us do.
How do they do it? First, they find targets. Ever since an attack 4 years ago against Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital in California reportedly yielded $17,000, lots of hospitals have been preyed on. One main reason? Many run obsolete, insecure versions of Windows that are no longer supported by Microsoft. Healthcare data expert Sung Choi teaches at the University of Central Florida.
Healthcare tends to lag behind the financial industry and the tech industry when it comes to cybersecurity.
Teaching hospitals in particular have busy residents coming and going, so lots of enticing passwords to hack.
And also, teaching hospitals tend to be larger hospitals, which means more patients, more data to steal.
Then there's getting into a network. One way is to trick a person on the inside of the target company to click a malicious link, say in an email that appears to be from the boss, says Charity Wright.
Now, if your CEO emails you and says, hey, I need you to do me a favor, a lot of people are distracted. They're clicking on those links a lot more than normal.
Fake websites also work to lure people. A current one is a dead ringer for the world COVID map from Johns Hopkins.
And it looks just like the real one, but it actually takes you to a malicious website.
Once the hackers get in, they move about the network and then lock up data and then leave ransom notes. Here, Charity Wright reads one from an attack on the Champaign-Urbana Public Health System in Illinois from March.
Right now, this is what's happening to your computer, but also your heart rate has probably increased because you're scared. You don't know how to turn it off. We recommend you step away and just let the malware do what it wants to do.
The hackers demanded $300,000 and they got it. Typically, when the bad guys demand money, law enforcement officials say don't pay. It just rewards the crooks. But Bill Siegel, who runs the ransomware response company Coveware, says not paying and losing your data can force companies to shut down. And that's the dilemma for an executive.
I may have to close my business down and lay off my longtime employees and lose my health care. Or I have to, you know, pinch my nose and deal with these cyber criminals and potentially pay them.
Siegel is often hired to negotiate with the digital hostage takers.
We don't really go into our negotiation tactics because we know that the bad guys will probably listen to this and we don't want to give them any sort of edge.
What's clear, he says, is there are a lot of bad guys and they don't even have to be cyber geniuses. They can just go to the dark web.
The actual ransomware kits, those can be purchased off the shelf. There's a developer that sells you that kit and you split the proceeds.
The attackers are always innovating with new ways to extort money. So no one thinks the attacks on hospitals will be going away. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.